Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
All right, we're back. Episode 36.
We are back.
Yes.
And luckily, thank fucking God.
Yes, it's been a unique week.
Dennis has had a strange week.
Yes, it's been very interesting, and it's actually when technology has saved my life.
That's true. Literally.
And
so Dennis has a message for all of you. When your heartbeat is fucking pounding out of your chest, don't wait
like
5 days
to see a doctor.
To go to the doctor.
Yeah. So I'll tell a quick little story just so viewers can, in case I don't come back tomorrow.
I'm knock on wood really loud.
So Wednesday I had a little bit of a chest pain. I thought it was heartburn because I never had heartburn, so I assumed, you know, it can't be anything serious, but it kind of stayed with me for a few days, so I thought it was like a really serious heartburn for a couple days
now. When I was sick last week,
yeah,
and I saw you on Friday, and you said, no, you texted me on Thursday and you said, are you sick? And I said, yeah, I'm fighting it. And
yeah,
you said, yeah, that's me too. My heart's fucking pounding out of my chest for a couple of days. And I was like, huh, that's a weird sickness, but okay.
I assume it was like a really weird cold, but I totally forgot about that. I did text you about that.
Yeah.
So then, anyway, I had a Christmas party in San Diego, and my wife went to go get her hair done. And then I decided to, you know, chest was like really like pounding, like really bad. And I was like,
you're forgetting, and the watch kept alerting you, right?
Kept telling
you you're over 120.
Well, I kept thinking I was exercising. Oh. You know, I was like, did you start exercising? I'm like, no, I'm just watching TV. But it kept saying I was exercising. And then you told me about the new app. So I decided, well, might as well give it a shot. So I ended up setting up the app. And then
the app's like basically on the watch now, where you can put your finger on the watch and it, I guess, creates a loop and it measures your ECG, which
yes,
is your electrocardiogram. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I ended up giving that a shot, and then it tells me I have atrial fibrillation.
Yeah. And then you just kept doing it over and over.
Right? I just kept doing it because, like, this watch is so fucking broken. There's no way. So I kept going over it, over and over it. And then it asked for symptoms, and then I started putting symptoms in, and then it said, please seek immediate attention, medical attention.
Yeah. When is this? This is Saturday, right?
This is Saturday. I'm sitting in the hotel room. It's like an hour before this party we're supposed to go to.
Well, you texted me and you said, hey, doing this thing on the watch, is this what yours says too? I'm like, no, it's not what mine says.
So I started freaking out. I mean, I was like walking around the hotel room. I was like, dude, am I dying? Because, like, I mean, I don't get news like that very well, or take news like that very well. So anyway, I end up going to this party, struggle through the night. I was getting these crazy heartbeat flashes and stuff, and where it's like your chest just really tightens up.
And what were your thoughts? Did you consider going to the doctor?
I mean, like, I thought about it, but I was like, I felt, you know, we flew all the way to San Diego. It was a Christmas party, and, you know, I didn't want to be the, you know, I don't want to be the wet blanket on the thing. So so I ended up, you know, just muscling through it and stuff. And then next morning, it was pretty bad. Like, heart was like baselining at 125. Like, it cannot drop below 125 a minute. And then we ended up taking the flight home, and then went straight to urgent care, and then they ended up sending me straight to ER. And then that was scary, because they, you know, they were treating it almost like a heart attack because they didn't know what it was. And then they ended up treating me, but I still am going through it right now. So it's been a struggle for the last 3 days, and tomorrow, apparently, the treatment to it is because I waited so long, there's a risk of a blood clot. So now I have to get tested for a blood clot. And if I'm clear, then they will shock my heart to reset the computer.
They shock it from the outside?
From the outside, yeah. They said they apparently put a pad on it, and then they shock it, and it's just like rebooting it. And then,
and you're conscious during this?
No, they knock me out for that. So I'll be out for, like, they said 15, 20 minutes, and then wake me up.
And how do they test for the clot? That didn't sound fun.
So they actually have to send a camera down my throat all the way to
your
heart.
Goes. You can get to your heart through your throat?
Well, you can. They just got to get closer with the camera. Mm. So that's the closest way to get.
And then it goes down a artery or a vein or something?
No. They're literally just going to stick it down my throat, down my esophagus, just to get physically closer to the heart.
To do what?
Just to take a picture of it using a sonogram or some sort of device. Okay. It's harder. You don't get a clear enough picture from the outside.
Yeah.
So, and if no clot, then I'm good. If there is a clot, that's a whole other story that is going to take a lot longer to fix.
There'll be no clot.
So, wish me luck tomorrow, 9:45. I'm hopefully...
Tomorrow, let's see.
Reboot the computer.
Today, yeah, so tomorrow we'll be posting this around that time. So, if you're listening to this, Dennis is getting his computer rebooted, most likely around this time. So, the fucking giant power button on Dennis is being hit.
So, yeah, we're going to... That's going to be a new Dennis 2.0 for next year, because apparently this is caused by all types of things that I do on a regular basis.
So we talked last time about changes, your upcoming changes. How has this affected your changes? What else are you going to change, or what's going to be different?
Well, now, since apparently, so this, the changes that I was trying to get done, I was trying to get a lot of projects done all the way to the end. So I decided to take on as many as I could to finish up. And
finish up the year.
I want to finish up strong.
You're going to be the squirrel that squirrels away money.
Yes, I'm just going to get as much as I can and wrap up the year, and then change things at the beginning of the year. But
and now,
financially threw me off a little bit, because it's not going to be cheap. But definitely, I have to slow down. I think that's the biggest thing I have to change. Diet. I actually stopped working out. I started eating bad. I started wasn't sleeping well, and just started stressing about all these projects and
occasional drink.
Drinking more, a little more, because there's a lot of holiday stuff going on. But but all that has to stop apparently for my condition, because apparently they say that once you get it, now you have it. So you're more prone to it. So I have to just now pump the brakes. So that's my new changes for 2019. It's going to be a different year.
Well, we talk about this book. So if you Zen and the Art of Happiness. Yeah. Have you read that book?
No,
I
haven't.
You should read that book. So that book says that basically, if you wrap your head around everything, well, and I'm anyone that's read it better than I have, I might be misremembering, but that's how I interpret it. Is that like the only way the universe exists is by everything happening the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the universe would no longer exist, right? Like, things have to happen a certain way, otherwise the whole fucking planet, universe, and everything goes away. So if you believe that, then you believe that everything happens is so it's the best for the universe as a whole. And then if you assume that, like, as a part of the universe, so basically whatever is the best thing that could happen has to always happen. Mm-hmm. Which is hard to understand. I still don't quite understand it, because like, what happens when something bad happens, right? So it's not saying only good things will happen. It's saying the best things will happen. So you have to look at why. So in theory, this might be like, hey, you know, this seems like a shitty thing to have happen.
Yeah.
But it could be that you're lucky, you know, that you seem to have dodged a bullet, and so then that lead to X, you know, maybe a change, which then leads to something else being better.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's
No, I definitely that's, feel.
That's
I definitely
the,
feel.
That's the weird. That's the weird thing.
I definitely feel lucky, because it was like right when a time when I was trying to change a lot of things. This is like the definite marker.
What would have happened if you hadn't? So what would have happened if you just had kept avoiding the doctor?
Could have led to a stroke or a heart attack, because I would have just
heart. But could it have just stopped? On
they said it could have stopped, but they said after it, if it would have stopped, it would have stopped only a couple days after.
Yeah.
But because
it kept going.
Yeah, they said at this point it's not going to stop. It's going to be the same until they change it. So,
But right now it's slowed down a little bit.
Slowed down a little bit. I think it's because no coffee, no drinks, nothing. Yeah. And then just sleeping. That's all I've been doing. And then so it's down to like 100 right now. So
that's crazy. Well, I'm glad you made it through.
Made it through. Hopefully.
Looking forward to the reboot.
Yeah, reboot.
What if you come back all weird? What if you're just like... Your voice changes.
Blonde hair.
Like, hey, what the guys, hell? What's going on?
Hey!
You're weird.
So what's new on your side, though? That's more importantly, since we are the startup.
I don't think it's more important.
More importantly.
Actually, when yours is put perspective, like, I've had a, you know, these kind of things always remind you of, like, the things that stress you out or you get upset about and, like, doesn't really matter.
Right? Yeah.
I'm sure when this happening, you weren't thinking, fuck, man, I wish I could have ran those wires in 4.5 hours instead of 5 hours, or, oh, I wish I would have
you know, set up that speaker a certain fucking, you know, the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, yeah. It really was.
Which is what they always say. So I've been trying to funnel the rage. You know, this morning was a weird morning. Yesterday I woke up at 5:45. I was wide awake. This morning I woke up at 4:30 and I was wide awake. Partially because it gets in your head, right? Like, please don't tell me it's going to be like yesterday again. And you're like, then all of a sudden you're wide awake.
Yeah.
But then I went back to bed at 6 o'clock, and then I woke up at 7 o'clock, just like 1,000 times more tired than I was to begin with, right? So I started the day off weird. I was going to work out. I'm like, oh, I'm too tired and blah, 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 blah. And then we thought we found a place for Nacheria in Menlo Park.
Yeah.
And the seller, we're going to buy our existing place. The seller had said, oh, you're pre-approved for a big outdoor patio. Well, it turns out that wasn't the case, right? So last night, this is the last day of our contingency, so we have to cancel that deal, which is frustrating.
Yeah.
But then yesterday we went and looked at a place in Palo Alto, which is even better. Perfect place, available. The sales broker that told us this place is available, we went, we're like, this is perfect. We just need to see the kitchen. He's like, all right, you can see the kitchen tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So we're like, all right, perfect. We're going to see the kitchen. It's probably going to be fine. We're going to give them what they want. And great. We have a great location.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up in the morning, it says, he says, hey, you told me last night you're confirmed for 9 o'clock. I'm like, all right. And then it says, hey, you're still confirmed for 9 o'clock, but I just found out they're in contract with someone else, but we'll still go and we'll take a look and we'll be their backup. Now I'm like, you're not going to go if it's already fucking taken.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you already said you'd go. We've already confirmed the meeting. Now in the past, I probably would have gone, but now I'm like, what the no, I don't have fucking 90 minutes to fucking drive in a fucking big circle for no reason.
But you know? I already booked it.
I told him no. So that was frustrated. So that what we got me thinking was two things, which I thought were, I was just clinging for relevance this morning, but I was like, all right, there's two. Why did that happen? I'm like, well, that reminded me, one, it doesn't matter what you thought was going to happen before or what you committed to before. If there's no upside or a major detail has changed,
yeah,
there's no point in going forward with it. Like 90 minutes is 90 minutes. If you have 90 minutes to go drive and look at a place that's not available, that's pretty fucking stupid, right?
Yeah.
That's a bad decision. So I told myself, don't mix up commitments for commitments you have to follow through on. And then two, you got to surround yourself with good partners. If you got a fucking broker who has one seller that says there's a patio pre-approved, and it's not. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, he says he represents them, but somehow he doesn't even know they're already in contract with someone else. That's not good either, right?
Yeah.
So that was a reminder. Then I had a phone call. I posted on Instagram. Everyone's like, well, yeah, right? Because I'd been posting like, if you doubt me, I'm in a rage. And if I understand why you doubt me, I'm in even more of a rage. And it was like, I had this call this morning. It was like an exploratory call. I was kind of looking into this thing. It wasn't like anything I was... It was something that I thought was probably would be fun or could potentially be good, be kind of expensive, but whatever. And then when I realized when I was talking to them was it was something where I kind of thought they were going to pitch me on this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then it turned out they weren't really pitching me on this thing. Like it seemed like they probably didn't think I was a good fit for this thing, even though I would be the one basically paying for it.
Yeah.
Which was understandable. And I think I kind of told them in a roundabout way, here's all the things I don't want to do, which would make me not a good fit for it.
Yeah.
But still, it felt this doubt. And then I had another conversation where I was getting a little bit of doubt on, I guess, the viability of a lot of these projects, right? Or my ability to follow through, whatever. And I don't know how much of this I was even just imagining versus reality, right? So it was probably some sense of inner thoughts that I had that I was just like, it's the word transposing or whatever on someone else's, it's else's thoughts. So I got off these calls and I was just fucking like so fired up and enraged, right? I had a combination of like I'm excited because you know you get to prove someone wrong, even though you might just be assuming what they think. It's like Draymond Green came back yesterday, was his first game back with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was a point reading about it. I didn't get to watch the game last night where he started arguing with an official. And it was almost like he was doing it. He was just imagining something to argue about just so he could fucking get back in the heat of the moment of arguing, get himself fired up. And he was talking shit to the other team, almost like without them even talking back, just to get himself fired up. And after the game, he's like, look, as a player, that's part of the fun, right? The part of the fun is getting fucking fired up, talking shit, getting angry, motivating yourself. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. That sounds kind of silly. But then I was like, oh, wasn't this the same thing? Am I just creating something out of nothing to make myself feel slighted or motivate myself to prove someone wrong or whatever? So that was interesting. But what I thought in the thing was like doubt. Someone doubting me. When I feel like someone doubts me, it gets me really angry and like fired up. But then usually, same as when I disagree with someone, I'm usually fired up. And usually I can understand their point of view a little bit later. So a little bit later, I was like, huh, okay. Well, now I could see why they would doubt me, right? Like, you know, here's what I said. Here's what I've done. Specific to what we're talking about. Yeah, you could understand why someone would be like, you might not follow through on this, or you might not be a good fit for this. So then I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait a minute, but I'm on a call where I'm potentially, in essence, asking if I can pay for something, right? Like, I want to pay you to help me. Yeah. And then it's almost like this weird, oh, we don't know if you'd be a good fit for us to take your money. And I don't even know if I want to fucking do it anyway, but it turned into this weird, you know, it's like the thing you're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this call. But then when it feels like, wait, what do you mean you don't want me to fucking pay? Here, I'm going to pay, you know? But then I realized, well, that was worth it. At first, I was like, well, that was fucking useless. I just fucking sat on the phone, two fucking phone calls for probably almost an hour. This is just, what a fucking waste of a morning. I was like, wait, that wasn't a waste of a morning. Look how fucking fired up I am. Look how motivated I am. Whether it's a real slight or something I've just completely imagined.
Yeah.
I've created whatever I needed to create the energy to like, I'm going to fucking prove you wrong. Like, I'm shot out of a fucking cannon today. You know, for some reason, like, I keep saying I'm on a fucking rocket ship to the moon. Who's fucking coming? And I'm always by myself when I say this. So clearly no one's fucking coming with me. But I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, I think the rage and the drive that you can have from a phone call that doesn't go, or any kind of experience that doesn't go the way you want it, could be more valuable in the long run than what you would have gotten out of, like, if that relationship, right? It was free. Fucking phone call was free.
Yeah.
Didn't get all the insight, but at least you got like some. So basically it wasn't that I wasted 45 minutes. I had a fucking free fucking 45 minutes to get motivated in a weird way. Yeah. Right? So not at all in the same context, but it's still, I think it's just important to just, and that's why I think that books, I don't like reading. I think that's that book's always stuck with me, is like, it's just such a, I think it's just such a helpful way to look at things. It's like, yeah. Well, this sucks. Yeah, but why? Either why did this happen, or what is the good in this? And sometimes it's hard. You're like, I mean, there's a lot of shit that can happen to us in our life and people we know. It's going to seem to be no good.
Yeah.
But I guess it happens anyway. So it's already going to happen. It's the same way if you get fired from a job. You already got fired. And you fucking sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you can just be like, okay, why did this happen? Like, you know, and use that to motivate. And the other good thing that came from it is I was too fucking tired to work out. And then I was just like so fucking pissed off that I was like, dude, I'm going to fucking do a quick workout. And then it just turned into fucking American Gladiator. Like I was basically in the garage and I just set a timer for 30 minutes and just did whatever the fuck I wanted.
It's like a hate workout.
Oh man, I was fucking, if you were outside the garage, you'd be like, what the fuck? Is someone getting killed in there? Like what is going on?
Front strangle hold on the bomb.
I'm just fucking rage punching Bob and fucking sprinting on the bike. Just
throwing whatever you find at his face.
Like, yeah. And then I got out of that. I was like, oh shit. All right. That was good. Where did all that energy come? And the other funny thing that came from that was, and it is weird after what you talking about this kind of dumb business shit, but I don't think you're not going to want to just keep going on about what you're talking about. Oh, so we got to talk about this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no worries.
We're the fucking startup at it. We're not the fucking addicted to doctors. So yeah. What the fuck? So another thing I thought of was 2 days ago, I was like, you know what? I've been punching the dummy a lot. And punching the dummy just sounds like some slang for something. But I've been punching the dummy a lot. And so I was like, I feel like I'm getting, my punches are getting crisper. They're smoother. I'm like, yeah, I probably got better form and all this shit. So I made the mistake of deciding, well, let's see how it looks. So I filmed a round of myself in the garage, not yesterday. And then and it was, you know, near the end of the workout, still whatever. And then I finished the workout and I watched it. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's what I fucking look like? This is fucking, you know, in my brain, I've looked like fucking Tommy Hearns or Marvin Hagler now. And then on this video, I look like a fucking slap happy teenager, you know? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So then I was like, ah, I got all like bummed out, right? Like, you know, this bullshit. Like, what, I haven't fucking gotten any better at this stuff. And so then this morning, I was like, and it's kind of reminded me, like when we were in college, right? One day we went to play dunk ball. So dunk ball is basketball in 8-foot hoops. And we used to go, and in your head, because you can't see yourself, like you can kind of see your friends, but I mean, you can see your friends, but it just felt like you're so smooth and you're pulling off these fucking Jordan-esque moves on this low hoop, right? Yeah. And when you jump into dunk, you feel like it probably looks like you're fucking, you could roll a beer cooler under your feet or something, right? And then one day, the same thing, we decided to film it. And we got home, and I think like I had a sprained ankle. We were all just beat up, and we felt like, yeah, we just fucking killed it.
Can't wait to see it.
Turned this on, and we all grabbed beers. We all sat around in the house, and then we turned it on, and it was just like, huh. All right, well, that fucking sucks. Why does it feel like we're going so much faster in real life, and we look so fucking slow? And I thought we were flying through the air, dunking on these 8-foot hoops. It looks like we could barely clear a fucking piece of paper. And it was like, it affected how you felt the next time you went and played. So then when I was punching this morning, even though I was in a rage, the first like 30 seconds, I was just wailing away. And then I'm like, whoa, hold on. Remember, we need to greatly improve our form. Let's fucking focus here. So I was, for the next 30 seconds, I was focusing more on form, and I was like worried about this. But I was like, I had all this rage energy I had to get out. And it wasn't. I was just focusing on the form. And then yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. If I sit here and I do this, this workout's not going to be as good. What is the fucking point of this? Like my goal is to get in the workout, is to get in the garage and wreck myself, right? That's the goal. I'm not trying to be a fucking professional boxer. I'm not going to be a fucking boxing model in a video.
Yeah.
And no one else is fucking here. So like, does it matter? Like if I feel in my head, and as long as I don't videotape this shit, if I feel like I'm fucking Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah.
But I'm not, but like it's like a tree falling in the fucking forest. Like no one is here to fucking tell me that I'm not Sugar Ray Leonard. I feel like I'm fucking moving super fast and punching hard and crisp and all that. Why do I care what the video says, right? I'm punching faster and harder and more often. I'm getting a better workout. I'm getting all this, I don't know what, rage or whatever it is, out. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to fucking look good.
Yeah.
And then it reminded me of like, I think we talked about it before, right? Like when I'm in my mind, when I'm like trying to fire myself up or thinking, I'm like Edward James Olmos in America Me. That's what I sound like. Some fucking gangster, you know? But then if you try to say those same things out loud, I think the one time when Maurice was on, we tried to say like, I'm a bad motherfucker or something. It was like, oh, bad motherfucker. You know, so we say it out loud, you sound like fucking some cartoon character. It doesn't sound tough. It doesn't sound cool. And it's like, ah, shit. But it does, like, what does that, so it doesn't matter, right? Because in your head, like, it was like, in a weird one. I was like, well, which one matters? Because, like, so it's the same with starting a company. In your head. Because I was talking to someone on Saturday, and I was like, they're all, oh, how's the boxing thing going? I'm like, it's going pretty good, you know? And I don't know, it's not really, it wasn't being self-deprecating, it was probably just some insecurity where I was like, it's going good, you know, we're just testing it, and I don't know, who knows if it'll really work out.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? It's going to fucking work out. It's an awesome workout. I saw it. Like, you guys are going to fucking kill it. And I was like, how the fuck are you more positive about this right now than I am? Like, so what is it? Is it, do I not believe in it? No, I believe in it. Like, I've tested it. I know what it feels like, right? I know that like there's some point of comparison. If you make a workout that's hard for yourself, other people will like it. Like, I know that like the setup is great. The place looks great.
Yeah.
We have things we're adding right now before we test again. But I was like, why am I fucking leading with it's not going to work? And then in my head, do I think that? And I'm like, no, in my brain, when I'm talking to myself, I'm not sitting there going, I don't know if this is going to work. Yeah, fucking this. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this is fucking, you know, fuck everyone else. Like, we're going to fucking, you know, crush everyone. And, you know, your outsized reality where you think like, almost like you've already made it and it's a given, but you're psyching yourself up. But then for some reason, your external voice, at least for me, my internal voice is much more confident than my external voice. Yeah. So then that was a trip, and it was like, what fucking matters, right? So if you could, so I was, anyways, I was like, if you can get past the, what matters, what you think on the inside matters more than the outside. And anytime you're starting any kind of company, or pitching anyone on anything, it's always going to be outside people saying, oh, it doesn't make sense, or oh, that's not a good idea, or trying to knock you off your path. Mm-hmm. But you have to just, you know, there's a reason they say go with your gut. There's a reason your internal voice is like, no, we're going to do this. But I realized for me, and which goes back to the doubt thing, maybe that's why I've gotten knocked off track sometimes. It's like, oh, I really think we should do this, or I should really stick with this, but maybe I let outside factors or doubt creep in from the outside.
Do you think when things start slowing down, that's when doubt starts coming in?
I think it's partially doubt, and I think it's also partially just like, let's fucking go, let's go, let's go. So if we have something, as long as something's moving and going fast, I'm fired up. And then as soon as, if something slows down, whether it's not necessarily like it's slowed down, like business slowed down, but it's going to take longer, that's when I start seeing nice, you know, shiny objects. Oh, how about that one? And then yeah. It's like, so it's this constant forward progress. But I think, yeah, it was a weird one. I was like, okay. And then back to the context of your thing, like, does it fucking matter? Like, does it... what matters, right? Like you matter. So like, does it matter if what someone else thinks, like, or, you know, like it's that weird trying to get that. I'm just trying to bite your perspective. I'm trying to get your perspective. I try to, you know, figure out from what you just went through, like the perspective of how to apply that to.
Yeah. Know, I mean, it just,
kind of thing.
I think it just, for me, it just simplified everything. It made everything like, all right, do I need to be working this hard? What's the end goal here? Like, you know, myself, do I want to die, you know, fucking hanging something or, you know, typing on the computer?
Well, just wait, hold on. Does this mean that the fucking Jersey Frames are never going to get fucking hung?
Give me a second.
Yeah, damn it. No, but I would imagine you're thinking now, like, I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
As much as I want to do it. And I don't need these imaginary forces. Sometimes it's some imaginary thing telling me, you got to do this, you got to do this more and more and more and more. Well, it's also an internal thing.
Yeah.
So exactly. You have to have a debate sometimes with your internal self.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure. It's just been, I think this totally confirmed what I was thinking. So, I mean, like, this is like, all right, this is why I was trying to change a lot of things. Cause you know, if I were to drop dead and, you know, I didn't want to see, oh, this is my legacy. Sweet. Yeah. I worked hard, you know? So that's why, like, 2019, I always do the end of the year thing, you know, where every year I try and do something different that year. So this is the year that, you know, a lot of things have to change now.
Yeah.
Now just to survive at this point.
Yeah.
Or just health-wise, the mode of operation is not sustainable for next year. Yeah. So.
Well, it's a small step back in order to be able to take big steps forward.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of angry clients, but at the same time, I'm like, well, I'd rather be alive though.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's you have to always look at the, why did things happen and what's the upside and everything.
Yeah.
So for you, you now have a chance to make some changes.
Yeah.
Don't have to be dramatic changes. This is minor tweaks.
Yeah.
But just some minor tweaks or more hey, here's a smack in the face to fucking, you know, if you believe in that stuff, it's like you've going through this thing where you're like, hey, I want to change some things. I want to change some things and I'm going to do this and I'm going to change this. And obviously we joke about the Crooks and Goons and the Party with Dennis. I guess Party with Dennis is probably out, but Crooks and Goons.
Relax. It's Relax with Dennis now.
Relax with Dennis. But, but if you think about it, there's a secondary consistent theme of like, I want to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
So you already were saying out loud and internally, like, I want to do something different. Maybe I can't define what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'm not ready to do it yet. Maybe I don't want to change this, but you wanted to do something different. And then as much as you were saying you wanted to do something different, you weren't actually doing anything different.
Exactly.
So then along came fucking fate and said, hey, here's the fucking smack in the face, so you will actually do something different. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And so you're like, all right, message received. Now I will fucking
note taken.
Now I will do something different. And your case will be the opposite because the external voices will be saying, Dennis, we'll chill the fuck out and do something different.
Yeah.
Not just the internal. But even like, again, to compare something serious to something stupid, like I was, after I got finished this workout, and I apologized to everyone I was supposed to meet with this morning that I was late. I just was like, you would not have wanted to meet with me before that fucking workout.
You would have looked like a Bob.
Yeah, I had to take one for the fucking team and wind myself down. But I thought about it. I was like, okay, even at the bare minimum, I wanted to work out this morning. I was too fucking tired. So maybe those phone calls, if for nothing else, were set up just to get me fucking amped up so I could work out. You know? So I was like, there's always different ways to...
Also change perspective too.
Look at things. Yeah. So that's all you know, you read about so many people that like, and I was listening to a podcast where someone was saying there's going to be a whole, when the economy crashes, he thinks there's going to be a whole bunch of, actually it was the Gary Vee. He was like, I think when the economy crashes, there's going to be a whole bunch of entrepreneurs that commit suicide because they're fronting so much on social media and they're building up these expectations. And basically they're creating this pressure by their own doing. This peer pressure of people being like, wow, you're doing awesome. Oh shit, I can't believe you have so much stuff. And there's, you know, the ones that are going for more of the flashy, look what I have, and making huge claims, that some of them won't be emotionally ready for when that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, when I had when Stagger, which was the company after Zappos, when that didn't work, mm-hmm. like I looked in the mirror and I was like, I was fucking depressed, right? And like, I can't believe I fucked this up. And you take this it's just this thing you're working on, but you take it to be like, you, like, it's hard to draw the line. So then you're like, I suck because this sucks, and it's a whole weird, and you're in denial where you hate, you get mad when someone says, hey, how's that going, because you're like, fuck you, fucking, how's that going? But let's just try it out. So he was basically saying there's going to be all these people that aren't ready for that, because this business that, which either they believe is going to be something huge, maybe it's not, and it's not going to work out that way. Or this thing, which even they know is not going to be huge, and even they know they're not even really working on something, but they're putting out this fake it till you make it image to the world. Mm-hmm. And that when the reality comes down, that the economy crashes and they're not going to be able to live that thing anymore, and everyone who they've been promoting themselves to is going to know that it didn't work. He thinks a lot of them aren't going to be like emotionally ready to handle that, and they're just going to commit a bunch of suicide, which is a fucking terrible, you know, depressing thought in and of itself.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, so that's why I think it's important for everyone. You just got to think of like, why? Like, why? Like, if that happens, like, why did that happen? Well, that happened so, oh, you know what? I've been fooling myself. I've been in fucking living in La La Land thinking that I'm working on a company when I'm not. I'm just fucking posting shit on social media all day. All right. Thank you, fucking economy, for smacking me in the face.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to get smacked in the face, because the only thing that's not fair is...
I know, something is very violent this episode. Well,
fucking keep practicing punching Bob, and Bob's got no fucking arms.
I just want to smack something.
Bob's got no arms. I don't know what it is. I think, you know what I mean, I think what it is there was something this morning about these phone calls, which just, I mean, to be honest, I think it triggered these insecurities, which I don't even know exactly what they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what just got me into a fucking, it wasn't even like a rage, it was kind of a rage. But it felt almost like it felt half like an embarrassed rage. You're right. Like, I see, like I understand why you guys would think this. I understand why you would doubt me. And I don't exactly, and I can't blame you for doubting me.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Like, you know, by fucking, it's not, and then part of it's like, wait, but who doubts, who's the doubter here? Like, am I confident and they're doubting me? Or am I doubting me and they're not even fucking doubting me? I'm just pushing it on them instead of saying I'm doubting me. Or are they doubting me because they can see that I'm doubting me?
Yeah.
And then it just gets into a whole fucking clusterfuck where you're like, what the fuck would I fucking, I don't even, I was going to say, what am I, Beethoven? But I guess what am I, fucking Socrates or some philosopher? You know, it's funny. I was at lunch yesterday and this guy, Michael and Jordan were meeting this, on the soccer project, and Michael said something, and he goes, you know, it's like, it was something, it was like the world's longest, what was it called when something's the same forwards and backwards? I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
He started talking about something, which, man, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? It was like, Carmel, local, Gaba, Markle, and I'm like, what the fuck's he, what? And he goes, oh, it's like the world's longest pala, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh. And he's like, he looked at me, and he goes, you know what that is, right? And I was like, I had no fucking idea. And I was like, yeah. But it was so like, I was like, and that's what I reminded myself, is stop saying yes when the answer is no. You know, if you don't know something, you say. Then he's all, you don't know what it means. I'm like, no, nah, I don't know what does it fucking mean. So it's when something's the same forwards and backwards. I'm like, oh. And then after that, I was like, why did I say yeah? I mean, like, who gives a shit if I don't know the word for something that's the same forwards and backwards? I know what something that's the same forwards and backwards is.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares if I know the word?
I actually had that happen, was it last, or what was it, Monday. I tried to go to work for a little bit. I had to go to a couple of meetings. I was meeting with this kid, or this company, and he was starting saying all the jargon that was kind of on the cusp of what I don't know. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it does this. And then he's like, never heard of that. I was like, okay. You know, I just kind of let it roll. I was like, shit. But I don't know why. I totally was like, I should know everything. I'm older than you, but yeah. I don't.
That is another fucking topic for another day. I mean, when I was in San Diego, I applied for a job at, I think I told this before, at like Napa Auto Parts. Yeah. The guy's like, all right, come outside. Where's the carburetor? Huh. Hold on. What the fuck? He's all, do all cars have carburetors? I'm like, I don't fucking know. He's like, you're not going to get hired here. But that's different, right? That was more like, they were, like saying I know something which I don't was a means to an end.
Yeah.
But if like you said to me right now, hey, do you know what a carburetor is? I'd be, no. I mean, I know it's in a fucking car.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it does.
Yeah.
But why would I say, yeah. And it'd be that same thing, right? Like, my inner voice could give a shit if I know what a fucking carburetor is, but there's something about saying it out loud which would seem like,
Yeah.
So it's weird. I don't know. I guess there's people out there that probably have their inner voice and their outer voice completely aligned. Mm-hmm. That must be awesome.
I have no idea how they do it.
No.
They're magicians.
It definitely didn't seem to come with age, so that's fucking bullshit.
It doesn't get better with age?
No.
Damn it. I know. It's funny. I was always... I always thought I was a great sales guy until I actually tried sales. I was like, oh my God, I'm terrible at that. I actually did sales for a couple of music stores. I did actually for quite a few years. I can talk to musicians, no big deal, because I can relate. And that's how I usually end up making a sale, because we end up becoming friends. So I had a lot of friends. But I don't know. It's hard for me to like push something that I don't believe in, or I don't know, be smooth. I don't know.
Dude, the two most horrifying things are... whether you're in school, you're in a group, and it's, let's go around the room and introduce yourself. It's like, fuck, dude. Even if it was me and a bunch, and like, if it was me and right now, and like 20, 10-year-olds, I'd be like, oh shit. It's my turn. What the fuck am I going to say, right? That sucks. And then the other one is, damn it, what's the other one? Oh, sales. If someone said, let's role play. Holy shit, there's no fucking way. If you said, hey, you know what? That's funny, Dennis. Why don't we role play selling each other a fucking... you know, guitar.
Yeah.
It'd be impossible. It'd be like,
I'd be more like, so, how you doing? You know?
So we're not natural born salesmen.
Definitely not natural born salesmen. So.
Oh, wait, the same thing happened last week. Yeah. I looked at the clock and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's off an hour. All right. Well, the good news is Dennis is still here.
Still here.
He's going to get fucking reset tomorrow. It's gonna be reboot. Like, we're gonna call him the upgrade from now on. The
upgrade. We're gonna come with sunglasses, hairdo, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. So you know, if you guys think about Dennis tomorrow morning, next week we'll get the update.
Yeah, update for sure.
There's gonna be a calmness that comes over Dennis. It's gonna be. It might be actually really fucking boring. He's just gonna be like
some white robes and just gonna float in this room.
So what happened this week? You anything interesting?
Does it really matter though?
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Dennis, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Yeah, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Excellent.
If you have any comments, questions.
All Instagram, right?
If you want to send flowers, send them to Dennis. If you want to send money, send it to me.
Perfect.
Also on Instagram, at the Startup Addict. We might start posting shit on YouTube and Instagram, but we're not sure yet if that's our inner voice or our outer voice, so you'll have to fucking wait and find out.
We'll be struggling.
And Bob the Dummy, we're still fucking we're coming for you tomorrow as well, so you better get some fucking sleep.
They malar you. Tag team you.
I think I'm fucking irate again. I think I just literally talked myself into a rage again. What the fuck?
We'll tag team Bob.
Jesus. Well, that's going to be our fucking sound clip for the rest of our lives.
We'll tag team Bob.
Bob, run.
Run with those stubby legs of yours.
All right. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Later.